Are we anticipating that Lacey will be back?
Yes, she had run to the restroom.
Okay, so we can go ahead and start the meeting. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion.
Should we add that, though?
I don't think that's a policy question.
Okay.
Is there any additions or discussion about agenda items?
Nope, looks good.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public comment, Jerry.
Okay. First of all, thank you for pushing this back an hour. I appreciate that. Rather than 8:30, 9:30 was much more palatable. I'm not looking for any kind of a decision today other than maybe a direction, but I do want to talk about the sailboat float, the floats that are out there. And I've talked to Jim quite a few times, and Ray and I have chatted about those. And the float, the long float, which is roughly 16 by 8 feet, is really at the end of its lifetime. The float history on that, I believe, this predates me by quite a bit. I think that float was initially fabricated through Sally Fenton when she was having the sailing program out of her beachfront house, and it was out in the water for quite some time. And I'm not going to go through all the details, but anyway, it wound up in the marina. Sail Kingston Cove has used that for the last 4 years. We are a very successful program and continuing to grow to the point where we need more space and a sounder dock. The concern that Jim and I and Ray have is that we're not sure if that float's going to go another year. It's in pretty sad shape. Yesterday, Jim and Bob and I sat down and looked at some possibilities in terms of how to address that, all the way from one end of the spectrum of taking it apart, taking parts of it up onto the parking lot, rebuilding the under part, keeping the structure the same, the superstructure, putting it back in the water. To the next step was maybe just start over and redo the whole thing. And a third option, which I put on the table, is maybe we don't call it a float. Maybe Sail Kingston Cove builds a boat, and we'll get it registered as a boat, which I've seen done in other marinas. So at the end of our conversation, it looked like there are only two viable options. One is whatever we do with that float is almost certainly going to trigger a permitting process. And so we're going to have to look at what does that mean from a timing standpoint, mm-hmm. what does it mean from how much we can do. The other part of that discussion is who pays for it. Is the port going to pay for this? And discussions I've had with Jim in the past is that because of the expense of redoing that float, that expense would have to be passed on to Sail Kingston Cove. And I can assure you that we could not swallow that.
Uh-huh.
So that would be a major roadblock. The other alternative would be the Sail Kingston Cove could have a capital campaign. And I feel very, very confident that the community will step up for a capital campaign so we could get the materials to do a whole 40 by 80 float and have the volunteer work within the community to put it together in a very professional manner. And so we could basically replace that float at our cost and our value or our efforts. Mm-hmm. Then the question becomes who owns it and what's the long-term relationship between the port and Sail Kingston Cove.
Yes.
So that's an avenue that's not been fully explored. The other one that we put on the table yesterday was, as I've seen in other ports, they have basically floats that have Washington State boat numbers on the side. So they're obviously registered as boats. So a possibility would be Sail Kingston Cove could build a flat boat in the same dimensions and just tie it up on the dock. And then we'd be looking at what would be the relationship between the port and Sail Kingston Cove. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any solutions, but it looks like there are two major avenues. One is significant remodel or redo of that dock, almost to the point of redoing it totally. And what's the permitting process? Uh-huh. The other is if we pursue the boat process, you know, and I can take that on to find out from Washington State what that means from a boat process what that means. But I wanted to open the dialogue because if we're going to do something, we need to get started now so we're ready for next season.
Yeah, good.
Jim and I had a conversation yesterday about the remodel concept specifically related to the permitting. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think we need to understand that fully before any of us jumps onto it.
I think that in permit land, in relation to shoreline permits, one of the things that Jim had mentioned was that the existing float, if you will, at this point, never went through permitting officially through, you know, the channels that would be through the county and then obviously with Department of Ecology as well. So that would be something that would need to happen for that
for the current one.
Wasn't there something?
Although I believe that there was some exemption permit for it.
Yes.
And so I need to look into that a little bit further because I had a conversation with the shoreline planner at the county at one point, and she had indicated that she thought that she did process what was at the time, I think, a shoreline revision. So we need to try to find that shoreline revision permit.
I think I can.
So we can search that internally here do a little discovery on that. I think it did have some kind of permit.
Mm-hmm. You think that was on the revision permit was on this on the float though?
On the float.
Yeah. I think I've seen the revision permit. I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I think there were maybe a couple of things that were part of that mm-hmm. revision, shoreline mm-hmm. revision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jim talked about that. I remember him saying, and he said that float was included in it. Because everyone was under the assumption that it had not, but yet he said it was.
Yeah.
So if we get a shoreline permit, so we're in the process of doing that right
okay,
now, right?
So now the other thing is that we're in the process of a 5-year shoreline maintenance permit process with Kitsap County. And also with Fish and Wildlife. So State Fish and Wildlife has a 5-year hydraulic project approval that is in their wheelhouse, if you will. And I think that's already gone through its process, I believe. So at this point now, we just need to kind of have a wish list together of all of the kinds of projects related to the marina for the next 5 years. To be able to incorporate any kind of repair to the existing infrastructure that we have, this, well, you know, permitted infrastructure, and be able to take care of that in this window, next 5-year window. And I think that this goes through from, I think the current 5-year exemption is to the end of October of mm-hmm. this year, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's pretty timely we get this in and process.
Is it realistic to think that within a week we could pull together the information so we know where we're talking from?
No, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think I can. I mean, I can look for it. I would need to know who is handling the HPA and the shoreline permitting, because I really need all those documents For a file.
Okay, all right.
Too, so anything that's done with that.
Yeah. Are you talking about back in the day?
No, I have all the old ones.
Oh, you do?
Anything
okay.
That's done currently.
Okay.
I would need all those documents to put in a file. But, yeah, I can look for the...
Okay.
Is that something that the county would have a copy of?
I think that, well, yeah, I'm sure they will somewhere, mm-hmm. but I'll have to do a little research to find that. Because if it's from a few years back,
yeah.
it's likely archived.
Let me look first.
But if you look first, that would be, I think, beneficial. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if, it would have been, essentially, it would have been a letter for a revision.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That would be really beneficial.
If that exists,
yeah.
So what does that mean in terms of rebuilding the flow from a timing standpoint?
Timing standpoint, I don't think we really have a problem then. We'd have to place this rebuild in this next window of exemption work.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that would mean that it's permitted
yes.
for us to redo that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be fantastic.
Which would be after the end of October,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not in a position to do anything before then anyway.
Right.
So.
Right. But if it's a shoreline revision and ecology had reviewed that, which revisions they are sent to ecology, they would have then authorized that work, which is
okay.
really good.
So we need to have the permit in
yeah.
by the end of October. They need to have some certainty about how they're proceeding
yeah.
while the world is still
uh-huh.
got a lot of room for
yeah.
whatever they need to do on a volunteer basis.
Right.
So our next meeting is a regular meeting next week. I think if maybe we could set up a meeting with you and you and you
uh-huh.
and you and you know we could
yes.
and figure out
yeah.
what the information is
yeah.
so that if there's anything we then need to do about it as a board
mm-hmm.
we can at that meeting if
yeah.
that is reasonable
yeah.
then in a week we could do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. So it should probably be on the agenda then as a possibility.
Yeah, a possible
for,
action of what whoever
for
knows.
Some action.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're gonna add that to the agenda. So does that work for you, Jerry?
Yeah, because if you use it as a maintenance, you know,
yeah,
you know, I think it should fly.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you.
Your flexibility and your moving forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all care about that program.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
yeah. It's definitely
yeah.
a win for the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
That's how I learned to sail, is in a little group like this. Yeah. Way back when.
Be careful, we might use you as an instructor.
Oh my
God. You too, Ray.
Thanks for all you do, Jerry. Seriously.
All right, and then we'll follow up on any other
yeah,
issues about
great.
The Wi-Fi availability sometime in the next couple of days here. So they're coming in Thursday, the Tucker
yeah,
and...
Yeah, they're here every Thursday.
Okay.
IT.
Great. Okay, action
and
items.
I wonder if we just go back just one more step
sure.
to talk about Jerry's. You're still going to look into the boat thing?
That's correct.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
Part of the
okay.
information.
Yeah.
Good. So that'll
good.
Be part of what gets brought back together.
I like that idea.
And
that's
we'll
cool.
figure out, make sure that it works for you
yes.
to be
yeah.
be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bainbridge Electric contract for electrical line extension to Kitsap Transit passenger and ferry float. And we have the contract in front of us. Has there, anybody got any questions or discussion about the contract? Ray, would you be able to just thumbnail what we're doing here?
They're upgrading everything out there for you know putting a new transformer in and they're upgrading for the ferry what they want you know they want a lot more amperage out there for their vessel so if they have two out there there won't be any issues as far as keeping their you know, bilge pumps on and everything else that they need to keep on.
Oh, right.
So they're just making sure that everything's there. It could be overkill, but they just don't want to get to that point where they're out there and something weird happens. So this is actually updating the existing transformer and making it more valuable to Kitsap Transit. So this was a wish list from Kitsap Transit.
Okay. So this is something that's included in the contract that we have with Kitsap Transit.
Yeah.
And they'll be paying it back.
That is correct. Yeah.
And they have paid their $600,000.
Oh, they did. Yes. We see that on Friday.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That was gentle word.
That. That was great.
So I see this is already signed by Jim, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And do we need to change the attention Jim for Port of Kingston?
So right now they're going to be, I'm getting his emails forwarded to me, and I'll check them, forward them to who, you know, who needs to handle it.
You mean going forward, right?
Yeah.
But going forward, yeah, that'll be up to you guys. I, you know, it's probably the right decision.
So the presumption is that we're going to approve this, since it is already signed and so on and so forth, and Kitsap Transit is going to pay for it.
They're also going to, excuse me, just to move.
Yeah.
They're also going to be paying for the bird resistance material that's going on top of the transfer span out there too. Or that was signed yesterday too for Orkin. It's $8,300, and it's to bird deterrent out there on top of the transfer span. That's what Lacey was bringing up about the other roofs too.
So that was one of the things that was under $10,000.
It was under $10,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kitsap Transit will be paying for that also.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good.
Okay, but this is significant.
This here.
The BI Electric is more.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So is there a motion to approve the contract as presented?
I move we approve the Bainbridge Electric contract for the signed work.
I second that.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, so the next piece is a resolution to authorize temporary signature authority of the executive director position to Juanita Gomez. I would like to note that Bruce McIntyre is no longer here.
Oh, boy.
Great, before you leave, when you go into exec session, I'll create one that's
cool
that you can sign.
Yeah. That was with the last one that was done.
Yeah. Okay.
There's some history there. Right? That's good.
So, is there a motion to approve this resolution as presented with the change?
I make a motion to approve the resolution number 0901-2018 with the change as noted.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Is there any more discussion? Do we all know how this is going to work and feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. Juanita's not going to do any horrible things without telling us.
No.
Okay. She has to have one of us sign too. So.
Well, not everything.
Not everything.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So we've already talked about the org chart in terms of understanding it, and we can talk further about it after executive session. And do you, by any chance, as input to the executive session, have a copy, have hard copy of what was submitted to WPPA, the website, and the Kitsap Sun?
I can print you out something real quick.
That would be really helpful.
Okay.
So that we can just see what's out in the world.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So what time do we plan to?
It is 10 of 10. Let's say that we will recess to executive session in 5 minutes, so anybody that wants to get coffee or whatever, and reconvene at 10:30?
Yeah, I think that should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Let's say, do you have the
half
time?
Half an hour, yeah.
Okay, let's do it half an hour, because we've also got that action to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's 10:35 right now.
Okay, so until 11.
I'm going to continue executive session until 11?
Yes.
A.M.? Okay.
Okay, good to go. Okay, so it's 11:10, and we're reconvening for the regular session. Reviewed the information, the proposed information for staffing and salary for the rest of this year, and then looking at next year. And so here were 3 or 4 decisions that we made, and I think I'll lay them out, and then we'll vote on them as a package.
Yeah.
Okay,
the first is that the discussion, the proposal for the 2 new staff positions. And what we would like to do is to ask staff to come back to us with a proposal for how you would use the budget for 1 staff position to address all of those needs over the winter.
So for 1?
It could be 2 part-time, it could be 1, basically how you would use that amount of money to address those staff needs.
Okay, how, like the duties they would do, like the responsibilities.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it could be that you do 2 part-time people, it could be that you do 1 full-time person. Looking at the fact that we're in low season pretty soon, and et cetera.
Okay.
So no decision on that, we're asking for a proposal.
Right.
In terms of the increases effective October 1, we want to confirm the increase for you from $20.50 to $24. Confirm the increase for Terry from $24 to $25. The proposed increase for Juanita, we're confirming from 61.5 to 64.030, and the increase for Ray effective the 1st of October would be to $32 rather than $35, which represents a little more than a 12% increase.
Okay.
And then we're recognizing and assuming that in for the 2019 budget, we're looking at the across-the-board cost of living increase, and as that works with all the regular staff, and we are going to work on, we don't know what should go in the top line for the director position, but we hear that you need that by the end of October to plug in, and we will are working on it.
Okay.
And everybody else is as proposed.
Okay. The staff increases?
Yes.
As of October.
As of October. So that what we've done is raised the base going into 2019 for everybody.
Okay. Okay.
So would that be useful if I walk back through that one more time? We made sure we were cool and made sure that you knew what we were, the action we're doing.
Sure. I mean, you thought we wanted to do it, but you read this, but you read this.
So just we focused on the 3-column spreadsheet, and first of all, the assumed 3% increase for 2019 across the board, you know, as this is proposing, we are approving at this point. recognizing that when we look at the entire budget, we may make changes, but at this point, use that. The increases for that would be effective October 1 that are presented for basically the majority of staff were saying those are good. Okay. But there were a couple we just wanted to call out and either do a little different or make a comment about. There is an already approved increase of $1,000 to Terry, which we're affirming. We go up to Lacey, and we are affirming the increase from $20.50 to $24. Can I have your job?
She's covered in cobwebs sometimes, so I don't know if you have a job. I'm digging the stores and stuff.
Ray, we are approving an increase effective October 1 from the $28.50 to $32 an hour.
Okay.
Which is about half of what this proposed. Mm-hmm. And then
still at 12%.
Yes.
A little over 12.
And then you, the approximately 5% increase that's shown here from 61.5 to 64.30. Mm-hmm. And we also talked about, and I don't already said this twice now. That the new budget, the new hire, that what we'd like to do is say we'll approve now a budget for one new person, the equivalent of one new person, which we'd like you to come back and figure out whether you want to do two part-time people or one full-time person or increase somebody's hours and hire. That what would you do, what could you do with the equivalent of one person rather than two new people? Mm-hmm. And also in there, I think recognizing that at the end of the year with the Bob turnover anyway, you're going to have the flexibility to think about staffing more generally than mm-hmm. just the individual.
Just a need basis of that, yeah.
So that was. Okay. Would it be useful if I walked over it one more time?
Not at all. Nope, I understand.
Okay.
Yep. I got it.
Okay. So we aren't plugging in a number at this point for executive director, interim, full-time, whatever, because we're just not clear enough about what we want to do there. But eventually, by the end of October, we'll hope to have that.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Sorry, I was late. That was
you're all right.
I was talking to our Toyot tribe. There has a couple of their voters decided to come in last night and not want to pay. Well, that doesn't fly with me.
By the way, I happen to be up at Albertson's on Sunday evening, and there was a pickup truck. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
So, is there a motion to approve those increases?
Well, I so move that we approve the budget based on, or the budgeted items based on what we've just gone through with the summary for the staffing.
And I second that.
Any further discussion?
I don't think so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We did have a few things that came up in discussion that we want to make sure we don't lose. We want to make sure that the location for the December holiday dinner is someplace that makes everybody feel happy. I kind of hate losing the loft, but I really would like Jim to be able to come. And so if we could think of someplace else, whether it was Cafe Neo or the yacht club. We could have it catered, or the Point Casino.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, we got
which one?
The last one, the Point.
The Point.
Yeah, they got some real good food.
Yeah,
and real reasonable too. And I think we talked to them and reached out to them. I got a couple of people that are working there that I've reached out to because I've helped the port has helped them out too. So I'm just saying is that I think I could reach out to them, maybe get a good price, help get a price on it.
Okay.
I mean, it's just a thought.
Yeah, I mean, this is really should be your all's decision.
Yeah. It's a staff appreciation.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific idea. I'll.
Cool. Okay, so that was one.
Yeah.
We're tasked with reviewing the comp plan before our next meeting.
And, yeah.
Do you know how much was budgeted for the actual Christmas dinner?
I think we did 1,200.
1,200. Okay. Yeah. So that kind of gives
us...
It
also under miscellaneous, and miscellaneous, we should put 3,000 in totally because we have...
Okay, that kind of gives us a number that we're, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now I'll work on those changes too that we've discussed already for the comp plan.
Great, great. And we'll read and
give more.
I wanted to ask Lacey, there is this advocacy group that has been formed to be the citizen side of the Lynn Vaugh Road project and to go to the legislature and say, put money in. And it's really important that it be done really well because, in fact, the four agencies are working together and to say, you never do anything. At the same time that we're saying that we're working well, they don't mesh. So it's really important that the advocacy group be really constructive and coordinated. And Christine Rolfes gave us the blueprint for how to go about getting all the local legislators involved, which was exactly what we did in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I know.
There will need to be somebody that is coordinating, if not actually doing, some of the contacting the legislators and artfully dealing with them, setting up meetings, and there's a lot of stuff. And Jim said that he thought you would love doing that, and I said I thought you would be fabulous at doing that, but I had no idea what your bandwidth was, because this all has to be done over the next probably 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
And so I very specifically told the room, I don't know, and hoping to come back and ask.
So, yes, I would have to learn more about what it is exactly that we're doing so I can talk with people intelligently so if I'm contacting them. But, yeah, I don't see why I couldn't do that.
Okay, it's... 9 local legislators plus all the legislators on the transportation and the Senate transportation committees. You get it.
But just be aware that even if you contact them, you probably aren't going to hear back from all of them. You're going to be really lucky if you hear from 1 to 3 and are able to actually set up, which is perfectly fine.
Okay.
But if it comes down to you not being able to, them not responding at all, and you're coming up to a crunch, then Christine said that we could reach out to her and that she would facilitate them responding.
Yeah, again, helping getting them to respond. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd get their aides. And then
It's actual phone calls is what it ends up being.
Yeah.
And once you get in with the people who you need to talk to, it's pretty... they're really good about talking with you. It's just actually trying to get you into their schedules is the hard part. But they're usually pretty good and responsive, especially if Christine, you know.
Makes
it, Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
Okay, cool. Then I think that Sanjay Bhatt from Transit is going to also participate. Mm-hmm. not from a doing stuff, but from a giving advice, because he's like an intergovernmental communication specialist.
And Sandra's going to be at the town Kingston.
The 20th?
Discover Kingston.
Okay.
The 20th.
Okay.
We're sharing a booth, actually.
Yeah, we're sharing a booth.
They're going to give you very specific, this is what you need to say, this is the email you need to send. It's not going to be something that you're really going to have to compose, probably. It's probably going to be more just, this is what,
Linda Owens is Rolfe's assistant.
Okay. So
she's fantastic.
And she said she would provide a whole, basically, here's all the people.
Okay.
And all the contact info. Yeah. So that's all I can think of. Do you think of anything else that you want to make sure we have in touch base?
No, I don't think that at all.
So the organizational chart, so I realized that you guys approved. So is this sort of, was that included in with your motion, but only with the one position?
No, we said come back with a proposal.
Okay.
Yeah.
How you would use that amount of money for staffing.
Okay.
Before you end, if we have a public comment section.
Okay, we're not quite done with this part yet. I would like to see on the org chart, the next report attorneys I'd like to have in parentheses contract.
Okay.
So it's clear that that is.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
also wanted to clarify that at least at this point that that you'll report directly to the three of us.
Yes.
Okay. So you might want to at least on an interim basis change the
Yes.
Big till filled, but it's
yeah.
That's a pass through there.
So, and I would do the same. I'd report to you guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But you're already
right.
That's already inherent.
Okay.
The only one of you that gets to run rogue is you.
Well, I don't do that, though.
It started,
He'd only went rogue if there was no connection between here and
That's
there.
Right.
Rogue.
Ray, rogue, Ray. Okay. So,
so, can we, did you talk to Steve about that?
So I was looking into shoreline stuff, and one thing that I found I didn't bring in is on the 2012 shoreline, it did, when it was covering the things that are, you know, included in it, it did say docks.
Oh, right.
So I kind of felt like floats.
Docks and floats would be the same,
That's what I was going to ask you, because I thought with the being, excuse me for interrupting, that dock, because we got secured to a permanent fixture, and we secured it to a spot where it's not floating, it's a permanent fixture itself. Yeah. I thought that would fall in that category, and that's what I was going to ask you.
Probably.
I think that's what Jim said, too.
It would be a rehab.
He said that he thought it was.
How else would he say I did find an email, though, that said they were doing the the float for the small watercraft.
There you go.
So that they had said no, that wasn't improved in your shoreline plan. The county says that. So then they did end up giving some information and they did end up approving it. So I didn't know if that maybe was what you were thinking. I'm still looking.
They did improve. They did approve it. You said, or
they eventually did approve it to work on maintenance, or
It's called maintenance. So we had to fall under that category.
Huh. So they sent that. So that's what I found so far. But I was going to ask if you wanted Ray and I, because I know you have your own job too. To get started on the permitting process and then work with you maybe one day for an hour or two.
I could come in and
even if it's on a Saturday
that
or whatever.
Sense. Sure.
And then related, I think you were in the room when we committed to Jerry Kirshner that we would sit back down once you've done put all this together, right. And he's put together the what if we just built a flat boat,
right.
And then figure it out from there.
Yeah.
And I did make it a meeting, set up a meeting with him for, I was going to let Steve know, for 12:30 right before the regular meeting on Wednesday. So next Wednesday,
12:30,
just come a little early so that I didn't have to come a second day.
Yeah. Does that work for you?
Well,
I can change it too.
I need to look at it and see.
So meeting with Jerry again after we kind of figure out what we're doing.
Yeah.
I told him we could meet him at 12:30 or at the Village Green right before our regular meeting at 1. So we can just kind of discuss before the regular.
Just make sure that.
Sorry. If you want to use an RCO grant, hopefully, to help with that dock, the deadline to apply is October 1.
Ooh.
And the match available, we have to have available match by May of next year, and could not start before July at the very earliest, and we would have up to 2 years.
Yeah, it's too late. Is that for a float, though?
For floats or docks.
Oh, for a repair of that.
But I think they're trying to do a capital where they raise the money themselves.
I think they were trying to do that.
And if they want to, that's fine. I'm just saying, if you want an RCO grant, we've got an October 1 deadline.
And then what's that's an annual grant deadline? That's when the grants roll through, or is there a...
That's when we have to make our initial application.
Oh,
start, formally say that we are starting the process.
RCO grants aren't all that complicated to do.
I just didn't know when the next round might be.
I think there's a round next year, too.
Next year's round.
We have to have
our hat in the ring by the 1st of October.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And we wouldn't have access to the money until after July. It
sounded like there'd be a kind of a two-phase sort of thing, because for now, they wanted to just stabilize it and get it kind of, and whether or not there was more research that Sail Kingston was going to look into.
Yeah. But wasn't that area not eligible for RCO because it was locked behind a locked gate?
You would have to make it handicapped accessible to all, which means it would have to, as part of the plan, be moved outside the gate, or you'd have to have some way that people could page the office and say, I want to walk on the dock.
Mm-hmm. And the Sail Kingston Cove did not want to make it.
Yeah, so that's part of what has to be talked about.
We need to talk about that, so we can't decide that in 3 weeks. I think that's impossible. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and then set them right together and all that.
He's coming, so our meeting's at 1 o'clock on...
Our regular meeting.
On the 26th.
On the 26th, that's at 1 o'clock. And
okay, and then this other meeting would be at
12:30.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it won't be long.
I should be able to do that.
It's just kind of chat before regular, kind of exchange information.
Yeah.
If there's any information that can go out ahead of time, probably worthwhile with just a half hour.
Sure, yeah. Well, whatever we find, I told him I'd email him and we would.
Okay.
You know what you're doing. Okay, so you said one of two.
That sounds.
Well, I just wanted to share with you.
I'm trying to make it so you don't have to come back.
Down at the port column that has to go to the editor today. I was hoping there's one for Steve.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was just two things.
There's Laura.
Thank you.
I was holding off until after Jim's picnic, and then also I wanted to be able to put something in there about the process you're going through with regard to an executive director.
Is Hot Dogs at the Cove the new business in town?
Well, there are three, actually. There's Sourdough Willie's, which is
Which is in construction right now.
There's Majestic, which is not going to be Majestic. It's going to be rebranded and renamed, making it into a coffee business, mostly.
Oh.
And then there's Hot Dogs at the Cove.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it'd be worthwhile to mention catered by Hot Dogs at the Cove, the, you know, new business in Kingston. Otherwise, I look at it and go.
They were very accommodating.
Yeah. But just that identifies that it's a new Kingston business, because otherwise,
good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
It's a back page number.
Oh, I was missing something there. I'm like, what?
Doesn't make sense.
What? Saving paper. Saving paper. We're also taking, you know, the opportunity, besides the electronic welcome sign, you know, to use this column, and we'll use the newsletter as well to promote the all of our upcoming meetings for the public.
Yep, good.
And they'll still say they didn't hear about it. But.
So you verified all these dates?
I haven't seen it, so.
Okay.
And Linda Fife said we can count that as part of our contract.
Oh, she did? Excellent. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, Placey, if you want to make sure all these dates are.
That's my fault.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that they're the ones that we want.
Right.
That was a drawing.
I took it off the last if it's changed again.
Thanks.
Let's by all means be sure they're right. I still have about 100 to 150 words left that they let me have update 100 words. So if there's something else that you would like included, do let me know.
It looks good. You have to insert a couple things in there.
What is the plan then as far as...
Okay, could we read first?
Go ahead and finish first.
Okay, thanks.
Just need to flip it over.
That's why we're here for you.
Thank you.
I think it'd be helpful to have a the three sections, the comp plan, the budget, the mortgage rate, to have a really clear thing that says, go to the website for a comprehensive and clear schedule, calendar.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, cool.
Add that, no problem.
Okay.
Still have to decide which.
So can we use those on the, what about the new executive director?
Yeah.
75 words, okay. What we agreed is that we have already distributed an announcement that there is a position available and refers people to the website for information about the port's priorities, goals,
job descriptions on the website.
No job description.
No jobs.
We basically said, here's what we need to get done. Send us a letter and your resume and tell us about and address this. Okay. So we're making the assumption that they're stepping into that kind of executive thinking immediately. Whether it is an interim position or a permanent position, full or part-time position, this is all to be determined. We're looking for the right fit that complements the really strong staff we already have. And and we're open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is the deadline for getting in?
October 1.
October 1.
I'll put 5 p.m. on the web.
5 p.m. on 201?
Not 6 in the morning.
501.
Does that have, is that postmarked or is that in hand? In hand. Okay, let me just quickly go back over this.
Okay, so let me just make a comment about the in-hand piece. Mm-hmm. We have a meeting, and this is the Muppet Behind the Madness, on Tuesday, October 2nd, and we want to know everyone who's in the pool by that time.
Would you like me to hold on to them or give them to you as we get them?
I'd like to see them as
they come.
Bring them over, yeah, email them over or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Probably just forward to Lacey and see it. All right.
Let me repeat then to be sure I have the key points.
Okay,
we have distributed an announcement listing our priorities and asking individuals to send a letter and a resume regarding how they would address these priorities. This may be an interim or a permanent position full of part-time. It's yet to be determined. We're looking for the quote right fit, unquote, that complements a strong staff. Letters and resumes must be in hand by 5 p.m. October 1, and these will then be, you want to know, quote, everyone who's in the pool, close quote, by the October 2nd meeting.
Basically correct.
But you don't want that in the... I may not include that. I just want to be sure I'm repeating that correctly.
Okay.
Because what I will probably do is throw in a quote from Mary, so it doesn't sound quite so much like a job description. It's all right with Mary. We wanted everyone in the pool by our October 2nd meeting.
Well, I think that we're looking for the right fit over.
You'd rather. I'll use that.
Yeah, that'd be better. Yeah. That sounds good.
I've got that.
Okay. Yeah. Strong staff part.
Yep, strong staff. Compliments, strong staff.
Got that.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Eliminate everyone in pool.
I don't think that. Please don't characterize the letter as being how they would address the priorities. What they do with that letter will tell us
to them.
How they approach open-ended stuff. So it's both a letter of interest and a resume.
Yeah.
And with the idea that the concept is they'll look at that and they'll tailor what they said.
And you'll see how they respond.
Project goals.
And that this is all available on the website.
Right.
On Tuesday, for the Tuesday meeting, she's going to send you them, you know, kind of she gets them. But do you want it to be like when I do a meeting that you also get a packet of all of them at that Tuesday meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I will read but not create a file.
Right, and so, okay.
Finally, I have one last question for you. On this Thursday at the exhibit, we're planning on using our big display that we used at the Seattle Boat Show.
Mm-hmm.
I put together easel signs that one is on the Centennial, one is on the upcoming meetings for the comp plan, et cetera, the poster.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else that you, besides any general handouts? Oh, and the newsletter, of course.
Oh, right.
Anything else that y'all would like to have as part of that?
Well, I think one of the main focus might be also this, you know, concept thus far for the Lindvog Road. But should we have something
for the county partnership?
I've already been in contact with the other people we're exhibiting with. The county just wants to talk about the rerouting of the highway.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
That's
right.
They don't want to talk about one about.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
So a couple of other things we might do would be to put a board, that has the blabber about the seeking new executive director, go to the website, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Apply by October 1st.
Tell you what, I will go ahead and put something together and then send it to y'all for you.
Cool.
Okay.
What was the time frame of us each being there?
Good question.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to go early and help set up. I'm going to be there at 3, and then I'm going to be there probably till 5:30 anyway.
So how about I come 5 to 6, and you were 6 to 7? Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's what we agreed, that I was 6 to 7.
3 to 5, Steve. So you're I'm going to set this up up here to be sure I remember
it all. Yeah.
and then it's all in good shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's 5 to 6 at Laura.
Because we were switching with KFM. 6
to 7 at Mary. Okay. So we'll have out the new executive director's sign. We'll have mark the date on the centennial. We'll have the list of all the meetings coming up for conference, et cetera.
Oh, good.
And the newsletter.
Yeah.
All
right.
The September newsletter.
And I'll go to the. I'm going to go to that too, so then I can maybe chat with some of the.
Oh, I think that'd be really good because they're going to be in our booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, with us. Yeah.
Just get them with Tony. You'd like me there.
What's the time does it go? What's the total time?
4 to 7.
Four to seven is a total deal.
Yeah. 5 to 7 is.
5 to 7. Oh, yeah.
It's the event.
I was doing set up.
I thought it was. It's advertised all over the universe as 4 to 7.
Is it?
I think it starts at 4.
Yeah, that's why you're going to do that 3 to set up.
I'm
going to
be helping set up at 3, and so I'll. Maybe what I'll do is come here, and then you and I.
Yeah, I got 4 to 7.
Oh, I'm going to have it all boxed up. I'll just. I may be there before 3.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Sure.
Okay.
It's 4 to 7.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah.
I like this paper. We should start using it on everything.
Quite nice.
Thick. So if that's everything we have, I think the meeting is adjourned.
Oh, we can
need
a motion
to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.